Well, do you have your Bible? Got your device? You already got your smartphone? We don't have any dumb phones, right? All of our phones are smartphones, right? Whatever you got, hold it up and let's say it together. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith gets stronger and stronger. Give God your best shout, would you? I know you believe it. I know you believe it. Open your Bible, if you would, to the New Testament, to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Before we begin, let me just bring us up to date where we're at, what we've been doing here at Church on the Rock on the weekends and on Wednesday nights for the last month. We've been in a series called Why? And we've talked about why Church on the Rock. You'll see some pictures on the screen of why did Kim and I come here 34 years ago. That's where we started. It's no longer there, the Holiday Inn. And we started there, had our first service there. Why did we come and start Church on the Rock? Why did we leave our family? Why did we leave? We lived in Iowa. We were in a church. That's where all of our family went to church. We left our family. We left our church. We left our denomination. We left our presbyter. We left our pastor. We left our parents. We left our health insurance plan. We left our retirement. We left our salary. Why would we do that? Because we felt called to come to this community and plant a church that would make a difference in people's lives. Amen. That's why we came. You know, Kim and I, we grew up in the church, and we believe in the church, and I believe that the church is the only hope for the world. Politics isn't the hope for the world. Education, economics, it's the church. It's the local church is the hope for our community. Why did we come and start Church on the Rock? Why did we do that? Why have we been here 34 years? Because we wanted a church that wouldn't be religious, wouldn't be ritual, wouldn't just be entertainment, wouldn't be a rock star program, but we wanted a church that would help people make a difference with their life. I believe all of us have been called, created, made, formed, and shaped to make a difference with our life. It's no fun to go through life feeling insignificant. Can I have an amen in the house? Our biggest need is to feel significant. Do you know that's even a greater need than success? Sooner or later in your journey in life, you make the trade-off for success. Now, God wants all of us to be successful. But you make the trade-off, that's no longer your number one priority. Have you found that to be true? That your number one priority becomes being significant, leaving a legacy, making a difference in someone else's life. So that's what I want to talk to you about on this Sunday in our second service, on how to make a difference with your life. We know that we were called to do it, created to do it, formed to do it, empowered to do it, enabled to do it. What holds some of us back? You know, when you realize that you were made to make a difference in people's lives, you have energy. If you're a note taker, I'd write that down, because a lot of people lack energy and drive today. They're just, you know, surviving instead of thriving. A lot of people have lost their drive and their ambition, their aspiration. They've shrunk their dreams. They've pulled back, and they no longer have energy. You know, when you get up in the morning, this morning, I was so excited to get here to be with you. Because I knew that my life, as I make a difference in my life, I'm making a difference in your life. And that gave me drive to get up today. That gave me a reason after 34 years to be more excited today than I was 34 years ago when we planted this church. Is because I know we're making a difference in people's lives. Amen. So I want to just give you a few scriptures to lay a foundation, and then I'm going to give you some practical applications. Is that okay? All right, let's go to Matthew 28, and let's look at verse 19. Matthew 28, verse 19. And it says, go, what's the first word? Go. Now, you know, a lot of people aren't going because they don't think they have anything to offer. They don't think they can make a difference. They don't think, you know, that if they could be that person or have that personality or have that education or have their story even, then I could go and make a difference. But you know what? All of us have been called to go. Everyone in this room, every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, we've all have a call in our life to go. Not set, not soaked, not sour, not be sarcastic, not feel sorry for ourselves, but we've all been called to go and make a difference with our life. And today, I just want to help you with your perspective on your own life, that your life matters, that you can do things nobody else can do the way you do them. You know, from here to I-70, there are seven churches on this road out here. But every church is different. Every church is unique. Every church has their personality, has their own mission and vision. This is the vision of Church on the Rock, and that is to raise up people that will go, be doers of the Word of God. I want to help you with your perspective today of your own image, your own identity, and your own life. Years ago, I took a group from our church to Israel, and we were in the upper room in Jerusalem, and we were there with Hilton Sutton. Does anybody remember Hilton Sutton, the prophecy teacher? You know, Hilton was on my board. I was on his board. Dr. Hilton Sutton was a mentor in my life. He's in heaven now. I sure do miss him, but we'll see him again. And, you know, Hilton was an end times teacher prophecy. And I remember we were in Israel with Hilton. And I'll never forget this. This is what you call those life moments. I pray that you'll have a life moment today. And this is one of those life moments. I'm in the upper room in Jerusalem, Israel. We have a group from our church there. We're co-hosting it with Hilton Sutton and Happy Caldwell and a bunch of other ministers. And Hilton comes over to me in the upper room. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Hilton Sutton came over to me in Jerusalem in the upper room, you know, where the 120 were. Y'all remember that story? Y'all know that story, I hope. Amen. If not, we're going to send you to Children's Church right now. Praise God. It's Acts chapter 1. They were in the upper room. Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit fell. They all began to speak in tongues. Amen. The Holy Spirit fell, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's the upper room. Okay, sorry, I know we're in a new generation. Y'all forgive me. Amen. Can't assume anything, can we, today? So anyway, we were in the upper room, and there we were, and we had a little mini service. And then we got done with it, and Hilton walked over to me. People were talking. The place was full. Hilton walked over to me, and he hugged me, and he wouldn't let go. I'm thinking, okay, what's he want to do? You know, because seriously, he mentored Kenneth Copeland. Did you know that? Mentored Kenneth Copeland. He was Kenneth Copeland's first pastor, okay, years ago. So he's been around the greats, T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts. And to have Dr. Sutton in my life be a mentor, spiritual father, to be on his board, and he be on my board, it was an honor. So I knew when he held me, wouldn't let me go, something's up. And he leaned over, and he whispered something in my ear. Now, I'm not going to tell you what he whispered, because that's none of your business, amen. But he whispered something in my ear that changed my life forever. In the upper room, in Jerusalem, Israel, he leaned over and he whispered something in my ear. Pastor, what did it do? It changed my perspective of myself. It changed my identity. It changed what he spoke into my life in the upper room in Jerusalem. Changed the way I saw myself. Now, I want to present that to you today, that I pray that the word that I teach today will change the way you see yourself. You were made to make a difference. Can somebody give the Lord a good praise? Amen. So he says, go ye therefore. What's that called? Evangelism. What's the vision of Church on the Rock? It's right here. This is our vision. When you have a great commitment to the Great Commission, it creates great impact in the world. When you have a great commitment, like y'all do, being here today in the house of the Lord on the first day of the week, the Bible says we're to gather, and you have a great commitment to the Great Commission. This is the vision of Church on the Rock. You have a great commitment to the Great Commission. It creates great impact in the world. I listened this morning. I'm walking my puppy, and I'm listening to a podcast. And I'm listening to this couple this morning about 6:15 in the dark with my dog and listening to this podcast. And it was all about this verse. And it was a couple. And they were telling their story, how that they had retired. They had been in the business world. They were multimillionaires. They were very successful. They built their dream house in Colorado in the mountains. They called it their paradise. Now, here they are. They have lived their life out, supposedly. They're in retirement. They're very wealthy. They're very rich. They finally built their dream home. They called it their paradise in the mountains of Colorado Springs. And they said, "We're just having a wonderful time. You know, we're just enjoying retirement." And he said, all of a sudden, one day, we're on the treadmill in our gym at our house, and this scripture comes alive. This one right here, the power of God's word. This one right here, just one scripture. They said, "We're both from Poland. We're immigrants from Poland. We came to America for the American dream." Can I have a pause right here, just right about here? I'm going to have it anyway. Can I have it? Okay. It's hot tea, okay? And so they said this verse. Now I want to show you the power of the word. That's why I would go to a word church. The power of the word, because they said this scripture, that was all that they heard. They said, "We heard this," and they said, it said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Now, to go is evangelism, to make a difference. Teaching is discipleship. And then it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's fellowship. So there you have evangelism, you have discipleship, and you have fellowship. That's what goes on in the local church, right? And when you have all that going on, you're making a difference in the world. And they said, this verse came alive. They said that verse came alive, and they said all of a sudden we realized that we weren't to retire. We weren't to sit back. Our life wasn't over just because we were retirement age. And you know what they did? They sold their house. They went to a Bible college. They're retired now. They're very wealthy, very successful in their retirement age. They sold their house. They went to a Bible college. They went back to Poland. Went back to Poland, started a church, started a Bible college, you know, and are ministering to people in Poland right now. What are they doing? Making a difference. What happened? The word got a hold of them. Go ahead, give the Lord a good praise. So that's important, isn't it? I want you to look with me in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 17. I'm going to establish to you that you're made to make a difference, okay? He says, "Nevertheless, each person," how many? Each, "should live as a..." So God wants everybody to be saved, everybody to be a believer. You should live not as a doubter. You should not live as a doubter. You should not live negative. You should not live sarcastic. You should not live in fear. You should not live in worry or anxiety. Are you getting hold of this church? You say, we say we're believers. Shouldn't we live like believers? He said, "To each person should live as a believer in whatever situation, whatever career, whatever calling, in whatever situation the Lord has what?" So each one of us have what? An assignment. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you have an assignment from God. You were made to make a difference. Oh, I love the word, don't you? Let's look at another scripture, Psalm 33, verse 14 and 15. Psalm 33, 14 and 15. "For where he sits," that's God, "for where he sits, he overlooks every earth dweller." Are you on the earth? Are you dwelling here? So God's watching you and me. So where he is, he sits, he overlooks all us earth dwellers. Next verse. He has what? Shaped how many people? Oh, none of us are left out. None of us are useless. None of us are insignificant. Every one of us matter. Every one of us have been assigned, made, shaped, and formed to make a difference with our life. What are you doing with your life today? You know, this last week, the Partridge family, David Cassidy, do you remember him? The Partridge family, David Cassidy, 67 years old, he died this week, David Cassidy. His daughter, Kate, was at his side, and Kate put on YouTube, the last words of her father was this, David Cassidy, Partridge family. He said, "I wasted my life." Well, we don't want to live in regret. We don't want to waste our life. We want to invest our life. And what is the mission of Church on the Rock? It's to lead people to a God who's for them, help them discover his purpose for their life, help them to what? Know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, and make a difference. That's why this church exists. So it goes on to say, he shaped each person in turn, and now he watches everything what? We're going to be held accountable. We're all going to stand before God. We're all going to stand before God. And excuses like Moses made, Moses in the Bible, not East St. Louis. Moses in the Bible, okay? You know what? Moses in the Bible, Exodus, you remember he made all those excuses when God called them? Won't hold up, will they, family? Will not hold up. You know, we're all going to stand before God, and God's going to look and judge us on what we were called to do, assigned to do, shaped to do, made to do. And we were made to make a difference. And we're going to be judged on that. Did we do it with joy? Did we do our best? Did we go the second mile? Did we use our gifts, talents, and abilities with what God assigned us to do? Say it with me. I have an assignment, a calling from God. Okay? Let me give you another scripture. Romans 8, verse 28, NIV. Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who what? Love him. And then number two, who have been? And then number three, according to? Everything doesn't work together for good for everybody. Everything does not work out for everybody. I'm going to come over here, take my tea. Well, God's in control. No, he's not. Not unless I put him in control. Everything's going to work out. Not for everybody. There's a qualification, family, right? I'm teaching now. It's number one to those who love him, right? Those who are walking in the call according to his purpose. Three things there. I've got to be loving God today. I've got to be walking in my calling. If I am, I'm making a difference according not to my purpose, but according to his purpose. Wow. Because in serving God and serving others, there's a blessing. Amen? And we make a difference. So notice, and we know, it's important what you know, because people are destroyed for what they don't know. And we know that all things, in all things, God works for the good, number one, to those who love him, those who have been called, and they're walking according to his purpose. Powerful, isn't it? Ephesians 1, I'm just establishing that we all have been made to make a difference, and then answer the question, are you to your best capability? What does that mean, Pastor? Are you living every day intentionally on making a difference? Look at Ephesians 1, verse 18 and 19. My prayer is that light will flood your hearts and that you will understand, get revelation, the hope given to you when God what? God chose you. Oh, my goodness. God chose you to make a difference with your life. Then you'll discover the glorious blessings that will be yours together with all God's people. Next verse. I want you to know about the great and mighty power. So not only did he make us to make a difference, call us, create us, assign us, but he empowered us. He empowered us. He empowered us to make the difference. I want you to know about the great and mighty power that God has for us followers. It's the same wonderful power, oh my goodness, that who used? Jesus. It's not a quick question, folks. That Jesus used. Did you know that? You have the same power in you that Jesus had in him. There's no excuse to say, I can't serve. I don't have time. I don't have any abilities. You can make a difference by joining a winning team. A Church on the Rock called our Dream Team Volunteers. You can make a difference in your house, in where you work, and in our community. Yeah? If we just say, yes, God, here I am, use me. You know, I thought God wanted skilled people. You know what? God just wants faithful people. You know that God wants fat people? It's an acrostic. F is for faithful. A is for available. T is for teachable. That's you and me. We're fat for God. Amen? Come on, somebody, give the Lord a good praise. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 on the overheads. Now, I love this, and I don't want you just to, oh, I know that, but look at it in this version, okay? I read the Bible in all kinds of paraphrases because it brings out different revelation. So look at this in the Living Bible. It says it totally different than what you're used to. It is God himself who what? Made us what we. So who are we, the clay, to complain to the potter how we look? Isn't that a Bible verse? It is. Who are we to complain about the color of our skin, the color of our eyes, the color of our hair? Who are we to complain about how we look, our personality? The Bible says, who are we as clay to complain to the potter? That's God on how he made us. He knew exactly what he was doing when he created you. Amen. And so notice he said, it is God himself who made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ago, he planned that we should waste our lives. That we should spend our lives, what? Helping other people. Watch this video.
My name is Karan Bolden. I'm a national youth motivational speaker, author, and entrepreneur. And I am currently in Phoenix, Arizona with my wife and kids. We recently relocated here about a year and a half ago. Our original hometown is St. Louis, Missouri, where we sat up under the leadership of Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim at Church on the Rock. So hello, church family, and hello, Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim. I wanted to be able to talk to you about serving, the power of serving. Years ago, my wife and I were looking for a church home, and we stumbled upon Church on the Rock. Well, the church was so big, we said that, hey, we can come here and just sit in the audience and get the word under Pastor Blunt. And it was an amazing word. But one day, Pastor Blunt began to say that God wants you to do more. And that as you do more, God is going to bless you more. And I didn't know what he was talking about. But the very next thing that he said was that you do more through serving. And I'm thinking, how in the world does little old me get involved in a big church like this? They have thousands of members here. What does little old me, what can I do? There's nothing that I can add or contribute. And the Holy Spirit began to tap me on the shoulder and say, Karan, I want you to go out and I want you to sign up because there is a blessing in your serving. So I went out to the youth center, I signed up, got involved, and then I had the great privilege and opportunity to be able to help out with the West County location, where God's grace empowered us and my team to be able to take that ministry from 5 students coming in to over 30 students coming in every single week. And a lot of those students, they really like make me happy because I'm seeing them graduate from school now. And I'm seeing them involved in their community, and they're giving God all the glory. So, amen. I'm so thankful that I was able to impart into their lives. Well, not only that, through serving, I then had the opportunity to become a national youth motivational speaker. Because the skills that I learned at church, learned through serving at the youth center, I now was able to take that and take my ministry and take it out into the street, as Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim always suggest us to do. Well, over a period of time, we have now impacted over 250,000 students across the country. We currently consult for major colleges, corporations, and banks all over the world. And lastly, we had an amazing opportunity. My wife and I, we had an amazing opportunity to get an interview through Forbes, where they called us world's most powerful power couple. And I just couldn't believe it. But you know what? I can believe it, because Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim once said that if you serve and take care of God's house, God will surely take care of your house. So I want to thank you so much, Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim, for pushing us forward, telling us that it's not just about sitting in seats, but it's all about serving our local community, getting involved with church, finding a new church home with a new church family, sharpening your talents and gifts so that you can take it out in the world. And that's exactly what happened. And I know for a fact that I would not be where I'm at today without the leadership of Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim pushing us forward. So thank you so much, family, and I would like to give you great blessings. Thank you. Your family is so blessed. Thank you so much, Church on the Rock. Please get involved. It is the best opportunity in the world. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Romans chapter 12. Let's look at it. It's verse 6. Romans 12, verse 6. Today we're talking about how to make a difference with your life. And that's why Church on the Rock is here. We're still here 34 years. The next 34 are going to be better than these 34. Why? Because we know our mission. What is it? To lead people to a God who's for them, help them discover his purpose for their life. What's the process that we make that happen? Every week we help people know God, find freedom, what? Discover God's purpose. And this weekend, how to make a difference with your life. Our Growth Track class over here, 201, which is next week, we help you find your gift, your talent, your ability, and then we show you how to develop it. Look at this verse. It says, in His grace, in God's grace. Oh, my goodness. In God's grace, God has given us different gifts. So everyone in this room has an assignment. Every one of us have been called, created, made to make a difference. How do we do that? By serving God and by serving others. We're to spend our life helping other people. Zig Ziglar used to say, if you help enough people in life get what they want out of life, you'll eventually get what you want out of life. That's the theologian Zig Ziglar, okay? In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things halfway. Folks, if you're an usher, you're to be the best one you can be in the city. If you work in our children's department, you're to be the best in our city. If you work in the sound, or you work in the nursery, or you work in the youth, you're to be the best. You're to do it well. You're to do it with excellence. Because, you know, when you and I excel in our gifts, it will make room for you and bring you before great people. Did you know that? Your gift will make room for you and bring you before great people. We're to do what we do, not half-heartedly, not show up late, not come late, not leave early, not haphazardly, not half-committed, not once a month, not twice a month. We're to take our gifts and we're to excel. We're to grow in excellence with them. And when we do, Proverbs 18 says, your gift developed will bring you before great people and bring promotion in your life. Look what happened to that young man. Happened in his life. Did you hear him say, in serving they bring blessing? Yeah. And then did you hear him say in West County when we had that satellite campus? He said, those 30 students, when I see them mature and grow in God, it brings me, his word, not mine, happiness. If you want to be happy, if you want to be fulfilled, if you want to be energized, then decide you're going to make a difference with your life. So he says here, in his grace, God has given each of us different gifts to do certain things well. So if God has given you these abilities, he begins to list them, then you're to do them well. That's important, isn't it? So here's what happens as the team comes out. You know, if we can help you discover your gifts and then help you develop your gifts and abilities, you can make a difference with them. At church, why we're here to help you discover your gifts and then give you the opportunity to develop them through serving. And then what will happen? You'll make a difference with your life. You'll be happier, more fulfilled, more energetic. You'll have a reason for living. And then it will also, number one, if you're a note taker, it will honor God. It will honor God. When you and I discover, develop, and use our gifts, it will honor God. Number two, it will serve others. It will serve others. Number three, did you know this one? It'll give you a successful career. Oh, yeah. You mean me, if I'm a carpenter, electrician, painter, I go up to the house of God and volunteer my time, and I do it well, that'll make my business grow. You better believe it. It did for him. It did for him. He does TED Talks. It did for him. He speaks for Urban Outfitters, Target, all these companies. Where to start? In the house of the Lord. So when you and I decide to give God our all and give God our best, what does it do? It honors God. Number two, it serves other people. It meets needs. Number three, it'll bring you a successful career. And number four, it'll be a witness to the world. It'll be a witness to the world. And number five, you will, with your life, make an eternal difference in the lives of other people. I'm out of time. Did y'all get something today from the Word? Give the Lord a big praise, would you?